DW.
Padre Celestial de la Gloria, te pido que me des fuerza, que me des fortaleza para soportar esta prueba.
Outside a tiny morgue in San Pedro Sula in northern Honduras, Arasli Paez folds her hands and closes her swollen eyes. Dressed in a blue t-shirt and worn-out jeans, she is standing in one of the city's most dangerous streets. The 44-year-old doesn't seem to notice the cars, drunk people and gang members as they pass by. She's praying for her 19-year-old daughter, Stephanie, who was shot dead at dawn, allegedly by her boyfriend.
Father in heaven, I ask you to give me strength to endure this trial and to protect my daughter and her soul, that you will not allow more to happen to her on the road from life to death.
En el camino de la vida hacia la muerte.
Arasli says God is now all she has left.
Padre, amen y amen.
She says it was early in the morning and she was asleep when she heard a shot from her daughter's house.
Cuando yo me levanté, ella estaba muerta.
When I got up, she was dead and had blood everywhere, in her nose, in her mouth. He killed her out of jealousy.
Por celo, por celo.
Arasli says that when she went to the police, they told her that the daughter's boyfriend had disappeared and that they wouldn't investigate him, but her.
Y ahí dicen que yo soy la sospechosa principal.
They said I was now a main suspect. It hurt a lot when they said it.
Me dolió tanto que me dijeran eso.
The sun sets as the coffin with her daughter is driven away. Arasli looks both numb and determined, standing in the dark street of San Pedro Sula. She says she fears for her own life and doesn't want to return to her house. Maybe she'll try to migrate to the U.S., she says.
To be a woman in this country is terrible and dangerous. There is no justice for women here. Now I have to go forward without her.
Sin ella.
Honduras is one of the world's most dangerous countries for women. It has the highest incidence of femicides in Latin America. Every 18 hours, a woman is killed, and 70% of the victims are under the age of 25, according to the Violence Observatory of the National Autonomous University of Honduras. In more than 90% of the cases, there's no police investigation, and the murders remain unresolved. To be a woman in Honduras is to live in constant fear, says Honduran sociologist Nisa Medina, who worked for the Center for Women's Rights in Honduras.
Los problemas de las mujeres hondureñas es la...
The biggest problem for Honduran women is social inequality. 6 out of 10 Hondurans live below the poverty line. Most of them are women and they are struggling to find paid employment. In addition, Honduran women have no sexual and reproductive rights, and it is difficult to find contraceptives. 1 in 4 girls aged 15 to 19 is pregnant, and abortion is not allowed. And crimes of violence against women are not taken seriously.
Y por último, esa corrupción e impunidad que perpetúa la noción de que lo que le pasa a las mujeres es secundario.
But the biggest problem, Medina says, is the machismo culture in Honduras and the rest of Latin America, and it's often deadly.
Machismo es sentirte con derecho de ser.
Machismo means that men feel they own women's lives. They forbid women to leave their home without them, but also that they refuse to use a condom. They claim that only cheap and promiscuous women are using protection. They say a man has the right to be possessive and kill a woman if she upsets him. A major problem in this regard is that most Honduran men are armed.
An increasing number of Honduran women are trying to leave the country to escape the violence. But others are mobilizing to fight the injustice.
Las mujeres que estaban en contra del Estado fueron asesinadas, mas sus almas han quedado. Hermanas de guerra han dejado un gran legado. Ahora ya no tenemos más nuestros ojos vendados.
In the pouring rain in the Honduran capital, Tegucigalpa, Mikey Graff, a 23-year-old rapper from the group Dolls Clan, is spitting her feminist rhymes. Her raps about the battle for women's rights have made her an internet sensation in Honduras.
Ninguna de nosotras está obligada a soportar el abuso, la violencia.
None of us is forced to endure abuse, violence, and abuse in the home. And why do I talk about this, raise my voice, and thrust out my chest? Because I'm a woman and I defend my rights, she raps in this song.
Porque yo soy mujer y defiendo mis derechos. Yeah.
The group uses rap and street art as a call to action to fight the deadly machismo culture that's made Honduras one of the most dangerous places on earth to be a woman.
Bueno, nosotras siempre tratamos de dar un mensaje a la sociedad.
We are always trying to give a message to the society of no more murders of women, no more violence. The legalization of abortion is our right. So, more than anything, we are trying to break the schemes of the system. It's not only about a change in the macho system, but also trying to change the mentality of girls. They see me rap and paint graffiti, which usually only men do. They think they could do it as well. I think that by these means, I've made a change in the mentality of both men and women.
The group's artistic protest against violence was fueled by outrage over the murder of the prominent Honduran activist Beata Cáceres, who was shot dead in her home in March 2016.
Creo que el caso más que nos identifica bastante a nosotras o que nos ha tocado personalmente.
The story of Beata Cáceres touched me more than anything and has been very important to our work. She was killed for her fight. We stayed in Intibuca in La Esperanza, in the house of Beata Cáceres' mother. We painted the face of Beata Cáceres and wrote, "Beata is alive." We did this because her death was a big blow to women and to our fight.
Beata Cáceres led the indigenous Lenca people in a fight against a hydroelectric dam project that would have flooded large areas of native land and cut off water supplies of hundreds of people. The 44-year-old mother of four had received numerous death threats before she was assassinated by gunmen. A report by international lawyers concluded that the deed was very likely planned and covered up by several state agents, together with the company holding the concession for the dam. But even though the killing has so far gone unpunished, sympathizers around the world still unite around one rallying call, Berta vive, la lucha sigue, or Berta lives, the fight continues. In Honduras, Berta's daughters and her mother continue to fight the oppression of indigenous people, activists, and women.
Bueno, tengan muy buenas tardes todos y todas. Mi nombre es Olivia Marcela Zúñiga Cáceres.
In a small Lenca village in the mountainous district of Intibucá, Berta's oldest daughter, 28-year-old Olivia Zúñiga Cáceres, is speaking to a group of indigenous people. She recently won a seat in Honduras National Congress representing the Intibucá department, one of the country's poorest areas with predominantly indigenous population. She tells the gathering she plans to continue her mother's fight for the Lenca people and their rights.
We are a new generation that is able to change Honduran society. We have to have the courage to defend the interests of the people who do not have a voice in the National Congress. We are going to listen to the people, and we're going to ask them, "What do you want me to do in the National Congress?"
In Intibucá's capital, La Esperanza, and Beata Cáceres' hometown, Beata's mother, 84-year-old Mama Beata, is also keeping the memory of her daughter alive. Wearing a red dress, she invites me into her house and into a special altar room, adorned with photos, awards, and banners honoring Beata. Mama Beata says she's proud of her granddaughter Olivia for entering politics and challenging the rule of the current controversial president, Juan Orlando Hernández. She says she's well aware that to be a woman in politics in Honduras is dangerous and can be deadly, like in the case of her daughter.
The murder of my daughter didn't just remove an undisputed leader of the environment, women, for human rights and indigenous rights, a brave woman with great capabilities to fight capitalism, foreign companies exploiting the land, and the occupation from American military forces. She was an international leader. It was a political murder.
Mama Beata was Honduras' first female mayor, and she fought against the previous dictatorships. The most important thing she taught her daughter was to be independent and strong.
I taught Beata to be a brave woman and to know that you don't have to be dependent on a man. I was divorced from my husband when she was 5 years old. I was about 30 years old. I could fight and watch my family my way. I called myself head of the family and not a single mother. All of them fight for justice today.
The biggest problem when it comes to women's rights and the fight for gender equality in Honduras is the so-called machismo, she says.
El machismo.
Machismo is the idea that only men can have a job, be managers, decide, become presidents, and not women. Women have to fight for their bodies and their country. Beata was a great feminist. She wasn't against men, but against the machismo and the belief that only men have rights and women have duties.
Women must be prepared to take power to change the course of Honduras. But, she says, things are slowly changing in the country.
Today, women are much more liberated. Before, they were only allowed to stay in the house, cook, clean up, look after the man and the family. They were not allowed to leave the home. Now women are more liberated. It's a great achievement that women are in politics, like my granddaughter Olivia. I'm very happy that a woman this young is participating in politics and can reach the National Congress.
Despite all the odds, many young Honduran girls dream of making a difference. In the slum Nueva Suyapa, in the capital Tegucigalpa, 13-year-old Jennifer wants to be the first female president of Honduras when she grows up. Many young girls in the slum fall pregnant or are forced to be the girlfriends of the maras, the armed drug gangs. Many girls from Jennifer's school end up with no education and no job. But Jennifer wants to do something different with her life, despite being a girl.
Ser chica en Honduras es,
To be a girl in Honduras is a little hard because the men are machistas, that they feel superior, bigger, stronger, and much more important. Men say that women are weak and that they are strong.
Jennifer hasn't told anyone else about her dream of becoming the first female president of Honduras, but she's determined to make it happen. Like many Honduran children, she has been raised solely by women and thinks that women are more responsible than men. Looking at all the posters of male politicians in the streets, Jennifer feels she can do more to help Honduras improve than they have done. Although men are the ones who rule the country right now, she's certain that a woman is capable of changing the course of Honduras for the better.
It made me think, why can I not be the president? Women need to be influential and play an important role in our society. They can reach goals a male president cannot reach and become part of the history of Honduras.
Poder llegar donde algún día un presidente no puede llegar y formar parte de la historia de Honduras.
And Sophie Hoffman-Schroeder, DW, Honduras.
DW.